All right, everyone, welcome back to the Tomo Podcast. It has been a few hectic weeks scheduling, just different changes, but we are back. We got Raymond on the mic.
Yep.
We got Jay on the mic.
What's up?
And I guess No Nut November.
Oh, man. Ooh, see, that's what I wanted to talk to you
I
guys
failed.
About.
You what?
Failed? I failed. I forgot it was.
What?
What day was it?
I made it a day two.
You made it today. Today's the 4th of November.
Did you try?
Yeah, I tried one. I noticed it after I did. I was like, wait. I told my girl. I was like, the next day, I told her, I was like, I failed No Nut November.
What'd she say?
She was like, yeah.
And I was that like, her plan? Yeah.
No, we didn't plan it. It was just one.
You know what you should have done? What? You should have asked her for your nut back.
I should have, huh?
Hey, can I get that back?
Shit. We were in bed, and you know how it goes when you start touching.
I never touched in my life. I'm still a virgin.
Nah, same, bro.
What the heck?
You just said you just nutted.
Yeah, I didn't say where.
I can still be a virgin. Fucking.
Raymond, we're looking at the TV, and Raymond was looking at the TV, and fucking one of the movies on there, it says Not Another Teen Movie. I'm not sure if you guys ever seen that movie.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
It's pretty graphic. It's really graphic. I didn't know it was that graphic. It was my first time watching it.
You barely watched it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch the whole thing. I fell asleep.
You see the part where he dressed up?
No. I think I fell asleep. So pretty much it's like the day 4th and No Nut November. And I told myself I was going to do it. But then this graphic ass fucking movie came on and then I had to let one out.
You let one out?
Yeah.
Shit. Where at? So I know.
Right, probably where you're standing, like right there.
Go, I see it.
I have a special T-shirt for it. I'm trying to collect all of it in that T-shirt and wear it in the edit.
What the fuck? Okay, bro.
Where my cum shirt?
Where's this video at?
My shirt's up there.
You got shit coming at you.
For me, it's been like 2 weeks.
Oh.
And next Tuesday coming up will be week 3. So I kind of started in advance just to like have a reason not to, you know, got to go in 100%. I've been like having a lot of thoughts. Been waking up with boners.
Thoughts? Wait, you have thoughts? Thoughts?
Yeah, like before I go to sleep.
Like thoughties?
Damn.
Dude, before I go to sleep, it gets bad. I'm like just like wanting to just let it out, but I'm just like, nah. I'm better than this. I'm stronger than this. I could do it. Then I wake up just with a boner. I'm like, fuck, bro. This sucks. Like, what have I done to myself? Fuck.
And you got little hamsters running around all night?
Nah, he died.
Your hamster died? Rest in peace,
yeah,
hamster.
He died like 2 months ago.
That was 2 months ago?
Yeah.
When did you post that video?
2 months ago.
They have very short lives. Their lives are short.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
I saw you got a bird.
R.I.P. You got a bird now?
The bird was there before the hamster. That bird is vicious.
Come on, Raymond. You're his friend, bro. You should know this.
I know he had a bird, bro.
You didn't know. I didn't know
he had a bird. I know he had a hamster.
Oh, shit.
You posted on your stories?
I posted a reel and like on TikTok, the bird on my skateboard and on the tech deck.
Oh, I seen that. I didn't know that was your bird, though.
Yeah.
You thought it was a viral TikTok?
Yeah, I thought it was just something. I didn't know that was his bird. How you gonna know it's his bird?
I got one at his house and his mom gave me grapes.
You know, speaking of like No Nut November, my friend Ipe has been sent me a TikTok of like the hottest South Korean porn stars, and that was like a week ago. And then this week he sent me a sucking dick Olympics story from Instagram.
I saw that.
And no, I sent it to Raymond because like I knew we were gonna be talking about this. I forgot to send it to you, Jay.
Yeah,
but
it's cool.
I sent it to Jeremy.
Can you describe what you saw?
He showed it to me and it's still available?
Oh, it's not
gone.
Might be pictures.
I told him I should have screen recorded it.
There might be pictures of it in the DM though. Well, not pictures, but you can only see like, you know, the top.
I wanna know. I'm curious.
Oh, story's unavailable.
It's cool. Fuck it.
Because it's a private account. I can't see it because it's a private account.
I can't either. I don't follow them.
I'll look it up on Pornhub later.
But basically, no, it wasn't with guys. They were sucking dildos on the table.
Wait, those guys?
No, women.
I think they blocked or something.
Dang, they got deleted. Well, that was like pretty graphic and Instagram doesn't play with that shit.
Oh, it's dildos.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was chicks sitting down on a table, and they all had a dildo, and they were all like just going down on you, you know? I'm not going to show you.
Show you, bro. No, show me on the mic.
What the fuck? You know, I showed Jay earlier a photo I had from somebody at the skate park with the scooter, and they had the bar in their mouth.
This wasn't just a somebody, bro. It was a little-ass kid.
I was like, why is this little kid doing this? What the fuck?
2021.
Man, these little kids are wild. He's sucking on his handlebars.
Like his handlebars are... 2021, bro. He's got experience.
Fuck. I mean, he's young. So he's still trying to figure things out.
Bro, there's this. Hold on. There's
yes.
This,
show
there,
us.
There is
show
this
us.
TikTok. Oh no, is it on Facebook? I can't remember where it is.
So Raymond, I've been getting paid from Instagram.
Paid. You got paid from Instagram?
Like, yeah, you want to see how much?
The Instagram app.
Well, this will be making bank, bro.
You want to know how much?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like,
check this out.
Let me see how much. Wait.
Oh.
Wait, which one? Wait, it went away though.
Top. Oh shit. Damn.
Oh, that's the wrong picture, bro.
I was
that's
like,
a picture
wait a minute.
You
I was like, wait a minute, it went away though.
Hold up. It's like crashing because like I've been using Instagram so much.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Instagram's be geeking right now, but I'll be making money on this. So check it out. Look.
I saw it.
Look. What do you see?
You want me to speak it out? Nah. Oh. Dang.
Who's making bread?
That's bread. That's money.
That's bread.
Yeah.
You posting it. You don't be posting ads on there though, do you?
No, it's not ads. It's so a lot of creators are getting the opportunity to make money off their reels. And I got this like a week ago and I've been going ham like crazy. And there was like this glitch that was going on Instagram. And like I would post the reel and immediately a few minutes later, I would have like 40 to 90,000 views. Really? And I was doing it consistently, like 100 reels back to back. And they were all like, they weren't failing. They were all blowing up.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? This thing's broken. But basically, the game is the more views you get, the more money you get.
What? It adds up. Has that money? You haven't collected that money yet?
At the end of the month.
There's a deadline for it. And then it's only a maximum you can hit.
You're almost there.
I know.
Shit.
Yeah, but it's crazy. I actually ended up doing it today, too.
Yeah.
You did?
He got his today.
How do you get it?
I don't know. It just asked me. So it asked me right there in the front, like right when I log into my Instagram, it said something about it. And I didn't know what it was. The first time it asked me, it was like 2 days ago, and I declined it. I didn't know what it was. I just said, what the fuck, get off my screen. I'm trying to look at Instagram. And then after I remember Mowgli was telling me about it, I was like, oh shit, like this is that shit he can make money off of. I was like, damn, I fucked up.
Decline.
So I was like, fuck it. If it's meant to be, I'll pop back up on my thing. And it did today. So I've been on Instagram this hell and it's posting grinded, reels.
Right? Post more.
Yeah. So it's cool.
Have it all set up. Damn, that's money.
Not right? only that, but check this out. Tell me what you read at the bottom right here, what it says. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck? My bad.
Island boy.
Meta?
Yeah.
What is
that? Facebook's
mean?
New name.
Meta? Meta?
Oh, I heard about that.
Meta. Yeah.
Why does it say that?
Because that's their new name now.
Facebook?
Yeah. It's not Facebook no more.
Not only that, but...
Mine says Facebook.
No fucking
shit.
Way.
Yeah, update your...
What the fuck?
From Facebook.
Bro, update.
What the fuck?
Yours says Meta?
Yeah.
So they're going to switch that Facebook name to Meta.
Yeah.
Because mine still says Facebook.
Dude, that something's going on then.
Look. You saw it?
Nah, I didn't see it. It's too fast.
It was too fast.
Oh, they really switched their name. They think they could just come up here and do that?
Oh, no, horny shit.
What the hell? Bro, there's this video I saw earlier, though. It's
yeah,
funny.
Find it. Find it. I'm trying to see what you're trying to show me.
I had to stop because they were bitching. They were bitching at work, so.
What were they bitching about?
I finally got, well, I didn't finally get in trouble, but they finally told me something at work today. So I've been at that site for like a month or two, right? Almost 2 months. They finally complained today saying that they told me they're like, hey, they're like, we need you to be more active, do 3 to 4 rounds outside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a small area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like 5 minutes back inside.
What the
so,
fuck?
So and they basically told me like they don't want me on my phone as much anymore.
You're always on your phone, huh?
Yeah, because I'm doing this. What I'm doing right now, I'm on a desk and I'm just like either standing there looking, but I'm just like, I just have my phone right here and I'm just like, And they didn't really care before, but now they finally care.
So they want you just to stare off and make sure like shit's going on?
Basically, and I'm just like that. So I was telling Mogul, I was like, I'm still just going to do the same shit I do. They're going to have to switch me sights. What am I going to do, bro? Like, I just go out. Honestly, I just go outside and I just sit on the wall and I'm just on my phone like this. And I stay outside for about 10, 15 minutes.
For 12 hours or 10 hours?
Well, this game right here I be playing. Oh, you know, I try to bust one real quick. Nah.
Does that work?
Nah. Hell no, I can't, bro. Not in that uniform.
I've done that before.
Nah, I'll be playing a game on my phone. Well, I'll just be scrolling through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that.
It's not Facebook. It's Meta.
Or Meta. My fault. Shit. My fault, Jay Phils. Oh, or Dunkin'. I'll be looking at one of my orders.
Shit. Fuck Dunkin'.
Dang, bro.
We got problems. New video coming soon. I'm about to go buy $20 worth of Dunkin' and dump it down the toilet.
Coming out Thursday, I think. Or Friday.
Probably a Saturday, most likely.
Saturday.
Maybe. Or Sunday.
Might be Saturday or Sunday.
Maybe Sunday.
It's coming out soon.
So, speaking of Meta. Meta is going to be releasing a program where they pay their creators like for every subscriber. And it's going to offer them from $5 to $20. For every new subscriber they get, and it's gonna start in July of I think 2022, and this is because like they're doing this new whole thing. They think, I'm not saying they're wrong, but yeah, they see that it's gonna be different where you can use an avatar versus like how we have like Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah,
they're trying to be the new thing, the new app that people use.
Yeah. Meta?
Yeah, Meta.
But it's the same thing. Like, so what? Are they gonna get rid of Facebook then?
They're just gonna change. They change the name. They change the platform.
So this scrolling like this, they're gonna switch all this.
Yeah, thing. They're gonna change it. They want it to be like where you're in it, like you know, like VR style.
What the fuck?
It's fucking crazy.
What about all my
whoever's listening? Also, don't take this like source of information because like I'm just reading this off of the siliconangle.com. So
take that shit then. You're reading it off something.
Yeah, I'm reading it off this. So I'm this is my source. Don't say Mowgli said, because I'm the one that's just reading it off this shit over here.
I'm just reading it somebody else.
But yeah, they're doing that, and they don't want to do it through Apple because Apple takes 30% of the payment or like the revenue. So they're trying to find another way.
You know what I just found out about YouTube?
What'd
I
found you find out?
YouTube takes 45% of your revenue. Yeah. I just barely found that out.
Whose revenue? Like the creators?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They take away money from you guys?
They get 45%.
Like, so you guys get taxed and you got to pay taxes.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's fucked up.
They get 45% of your revenue, bro. Like, you get 55. You get not even that because you got to pay all that other stuff.
Damn. You guys. Damn, that's crazy.
But I mean, if you're getting hella, like, there's people that... Like, I was watching, there's this chick on here that, what was it? I was watching, like, a stock trading video, and she was saying, no. Fuck, what was it? I can't remember what it was. Probably a porn. Nah.
What?
Nah, it wasn't porn. Nah, it was on YouTube, though. It was something. And she was saying, she was showing us how much she made. You know how much she makes? From one, let's say she gets, how do I say it? She gets hella views, right?
Okay.
She'll make about 10 grand a day.
Okay. Off of that video?
Yeah, off that one video. And they take 45% of her pay.
I'll probably be like, I don't know the math, probably 50 grand or some shit.
If she's making 10 grand?
I don't know.
Like she makes more than that. I got to find the video. My facts are way off.
So, Jay just said something that's funny. And I remember reading this comment. I don't know these guys' name, but there's two of them. There's two of them. I don't know their names, but there's a fucking viral TikTok song called Island Boy. Let me just play it real quick so you can listen to it.
I love that song.
Ready?
Island Boy.
Because I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make. Hey.
So let's go through some of those comments real quick. My last two brain cells after getting that vaccine.
Bro, those fools are fucking twins. They're crazy.
This is the 0.01% of the bacteria that Lysol can't kill. What the fuck is that?
It kills 99.99% bacteria. That's their fools. They're the fucking bacteria.
What? This one's like, why do I be singing this at random times?
Bro, that's what I was just doing. This
the more you listen, the better it gets.
I know, bro. Trust me, I was playing that shit in my car.
No fucking
on,
way.
On the arcs, bro. And I was vibing. I was literally just bumping my head, window down, arm hanging out. One hand on the wheel. And just chilling.
You know their parents are contemplating if they should have pulled out. What the fuck?
Like, fuck.
Damn.
I'm not sure. You guys haven't seen that shit, bro. It's fucking crazy.
Honestly, this isn't meant to be offensive. I'm old and new to TikTok, but what's this? And what they mean, Island Boy and Wagamwan, is this all they know? These are just like some of the comments on this person's TikTok. So,
because they're going viral right now
off that song.
They have an interview too on No Jumper. I think I need to watch that.
Really?
No way.
No yeah. Jumper?
I'm not going to play it, but I'll show you real quick. But like, yeah.
They made it.
They did make it. If they made it on No Jumper, fuck.
Yeah, they're on No Jumper. You guys know about No Jumper?
Yeah.
You guys saw John Hill's interview?
That, dude, I posted it on my Instagram back when it came out. Like, really? I was a hard post.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. I know about No Jumper.
You didn't know him?
John Hill made it on there?
People better not try and say this is fire.
Bro, it's fire. I'm sorry. It's fire.
It's so funny.
You know who No Jumper is?
No, I do know who it is.
We're going to see Raymond on there one day.
Raymond's going to be right here. Look, post it up.
I know it because...
No fucking way. They got 1 million views on that No Jumper interview. That's more than all the other interviews.
Yeah, who the fuck? Was that TK? No way. Oh, never mind.
Treyway.
I was like, I forgot that. TK.
Where's the one that you were looking for?
1.1. Oh, here. These guys. They're the Island Boys.
The Fly Soldier.
Oh.
They have those fucking big ass dildos hanging from their heads.
Dude, he said that he did that because he's inspired by Goku.
Goku.
That's cool.
That's why he got that hairstyle.
I think that's sick.
At least that's what he said on his TikTok.
I literally have to watch this. I have to later.
I have to as well now.
I want to see what it's 1 hour 21 minutes.
Okay, that's worth it.
That's them right there.
You guys know Starbucks is making they had their drinks with the holiday drinks now?
Oh, oh yeah. No, not only that, but the app. Check out the app.
Changed?
Yeah, look, ready?
Change that.
Oh, I love the holidays, bro.
So what I just showed Jay and Raymond is whenever you click on the app of Starbucks, it literally has the Christmas wallpaper in the background.
The Christmas cups, the Christmas wallpapers. They're super friendly. When I went this morning, you know, like, I think it was our extra happy because it's fucking holiday season now, basically. Right after fucking Halloween, they changed right to Christmas real quick.
Right away.
Real quick. I love that. I love Christmas.
You're on it. But look at Dutch Bros.
I wish it snowed out here in Bakersfield.
Yeah. What? Dutch Bros is all festive.
You about to get that free drink, though.
Hey. 245? What do I got? I think I got the same
thing. Let's see what I got. I hopped out. You told me to.
You got the app, though?
Yeah, I'm a local now.
Oh, shit.
I don't like that they switched
it. It is the same, huh?
I don't like that they switched their clothes.
You got 178.
I didn't know that they used to not close at 5, bro.
Yeah, they used to not close at 5.
I went over there at 6, and they're open at 6.
No way.
They're open at 6.
What the fuck?
At 232.
Oh, shit.
Bro, because it's in the maps, it says they're closed. They close at 5, and they open at 8. But I went to go to the Starbucks this morning, and they're open. I saw a whole line right there at 6 a.m.
Well, that's why they can't close if there's a big line.
Imagine it didn't close all night. They're like, oh, we have too many people here. We gotta stay overnight. The OT.
Those lines be getting long, bro.
It doesn't snow here in Bakersfield, but it does snow on the Grapevine.
I'm gonna go there when it snows. I'm just gonna sleep there.
There's hot springs like 30, 40 minutes away from here.
Let's go.
And I've gone whenever it's been snowing.
Remington's?
Like right here, near near Lake Isabella.
Is it the Remington ones?
I don't know.
With the 3 hot springs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to that one. You have to be careful with that one because I went at nighttime And we had to, like, we didn't know that there was a path downstairs, so we were just walking down the hills. That thing was dangerous.
Yeah, there's an actual path you could
take. Yeah, we didn't know that until the morning because we went there at nighttime. But damn. I've been there, like, 2 or 3 times.
I've heard people have been there and, like, you know, just naked.
They have. I've been there with Schmavid, and there
are
people.
You, like, guys are naked?
There are these people. We weren't naked, but everybody else was naked.
How many people?
There's a couple chicks, a couple dudes.
More chicks?
They were in the army.
More chicks, though?
Are they all in the army?
Nah, there was like 2 chicks, I think. I can't remember. Yeah, they were all in the army. I guess they were all.
What would
down.
You rate them?
Well, Schmavid was into the chick, so it was like. I don't know. They
can't take the homie's girl.
Huh?
You can't take the homie's girl.
Wasn't even his girl when we got there. This was like a year or two ago. No, huh?
Really?
Not that long ago then.
He like, wasn't even his girl.
It was like 2 years ago. It's back when I still had my other car.
Oh, shit.
She was about an 8 or 9. She was
pretty. Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Dang, what the fuck, Raymond? Why are you making it seem like.
These are no big deal.
You couldn't really. I mean. She was surrounded by a whole bunch of dudes. I don't know.
And they're all naked and shit.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her.
Sausage fest.
Yeah.
The only bun there.
I think it was 2 of them. It was either 2 or 1 of them. Maybe it was 1 chick. I can't.
What the fuck?
2 years ago. I can't remember, but I know it was definitely 1.
Don't you guys wish we could go back in time?
So I could have called Schmavid and find out right now.
Yeah, Schmavid.
All right, let me see if Schmavid.
I don't remember.
He's going to be like, what the? Imagine it wasn't him. He's like, you drunk, fool.
It was because we bought a flashlight. We gassed in my car. We went at nighttime.
This is you two.
Yeah, just me and Schmavid. Oh. We went.
Is it cool?
It was cool. Well, I haven't been there in a long time. Please hold while we connect your call. What are you calling, a voice message? What the fuck? What kind of phone is that?
I don't know. That's his shit.
What kind of phone is that?
Hotel or some shit?
I don't know. I'm calling Schmavid right now.
What kind of phone is that?
It was a 1-800 number.
That's what it sounded like. What the fuck?
I hope he answers. I'm trying to find out the full deal.
That's a 1-800 number, bro.
Yo, what up?
Please leave your message.
Wow, that's what a ringtone.
That was not what I was looking for.
He might call you back, but I don't know what kind of number that is.
I'll leave you a voicemail asking about some fucking.
I can't find this video, bro. This thing was funny, bro. I can't find it. There's this video I seen at work earlier.
All right, now I'm calling him through Instagram. We got to get this answer straight.
I can't find it.
What are you trying to find out again?
I'm thinking it was one chick. I'm thinking it was 1 chick. I know.
You're trying to see how many chicks are there?
Yeah.
It was either 1 or 2, but I'm pretty sure it was 1. I remember because we were trying to get into the little one, and we did get into the... Because they have a small one. Like, it's the hottest one.
Yeah. The hottest one is the smallest
one.
You could fit 2 people.
Yeah, we had to all go, like, side to side.
Wait, legs or, like, the whole body?
Body.
Fuck, we need to go there.
Nah, it's like you're but, like this. Okay, so let's say I'm sitting down on my butt and my feet are all laid out, and then it's the same thing with you, but you're on the opposite side.
And if you get in the water, it's actually colder than the.
Yeah, if you get to the bottom one, because like the top one is the hottest, the second one is like kind of warm, then it just gets cold at the bottom one.
It's crazy because the biggest one is the one that's colder.
Yeah.
Than the other ones.
Yeah, it's all spaced out and shit.
It's the biggest one and it's the coldest. I really want to find this video.
It'll always be the biggest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Schmaber's going to answer.
My asthma be kicking in the winter.
Really?
Yeah.
You got asthma?
Allergies.
Hell yeah, I got asthma. I got my inhaler right here. It's my fucking vape.
I don't got it.
Vape?
I call it my vape. It's in my inhaler.
I haven't had one in years.
Let me see if I have it. Look, my vape.
Did you have to get that prescription or what?
Oh, shit.
I take it, bro.
Did you have to get that prescription?
Yeah, I've been having it.
I get
refills whenever they go away.
I haven't had mine in years. I have asthma and I haven't had it in years.
Yeah, I get it in the winter. So, like, right now, it's, like, more cold.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go get one. How do I even get a prescription for that again?
Oh, no. You just go to the doctor and say, y'all got asthma.
But I need a prescription for this.
They'll be like, stop doing so much shit. Just stay home. They probably told me that. They'll just stay home. I'm like, nah, fuck
off. Okay, I gotta go to work.
I gotta go to work.
The day that it rained, they made me go outside to go kick some people out. I was kind of mad because I was all poured on. I didn't bring no hoodie or anything.
I love the rain.
Not when you're working.
Wait, why'd you have to kick people out?
Because they were, you know, in the bank. I work at a bank, so you know how, like, when people drive through?
Yeah.
There was a dude right there sitting with his car right in the drive through.
So trying to be like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some cars, they can't come through because he's right there, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to go on the side, pouring, tell, hey, you got to go. Same thing today. There were some people just, they made a little fort right there, and they were eating right there. And I went up to them, I was like, hey, you guys got to go. They listened, but I was just like, they saw me right there, too, and I'm like.
You ever get anyone not listen?
Not at this site, but like my old site, yeah.
What was the worst one?
This dude that ran out with a cart. I had a picture. I don't know if I have it anymore, but I had a picture, and he just like walked straight through me. Like I moved. I was just like, go ahead. I don't give
a fuck.
What's up?
All right, so I'm talking here with Raymond, and he said he remembers. 2 years ago, you and him went to the hot springs, and he can't remember how many girls there were there.
I think it was just one.
There was, you know what? There was like three girls there, and then two of them took off, and then one of them was with like a whole bunch of Marine dudes, and she was just sitting there like talking to us, all naked and shit.
Yeah, Marine.
To you guys? She's talking to you guys?
All of them.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I was chilling. Yeah, well, because they were all naked, and I didn't want to be disrespectful and, like, look at her. Fuck, just look straight at her tits, you know?
Was she hot? Shmavid, was she hot?
You're like, hey.
Yeah, she was hot.
Tell you. Shmavid was trying to. Shmavid was all talking to her.
Dang. Over here, Raymond didn't. Like, when I asked him, was she hot? He literally looked like.
Well, I can't remember. That was 2 years ago.
She was fucking hot, dude. All right.
I don't remember that, but yeah, that, I do.
Well, it's because you weren't looking at her.
No, I looked. I was just looking not right at her. I was looking straight ahead.
That guy on the phone was trying to get all hard right now. He's like, oh, fuck, I remember her.
But I forgot. Yeah, yeah, they were all like, naked. Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, thank you, Shmeva. I appreciate it. Hopefully No Nut November is treating you well.
Yeah, it is treating me well. All right, brother.
All right, thank you.
All right, bro.
Stay healthy.
Later.
Stay hungry.
Cool, cool. All
right, so it was. Three
girls.
There were three, but they did leave, and then there was one.
And you were looking away? You weren't trying to hit?
Bro, like, you can't. That's so just, like.
Shmavid didn't care.
I think it's disrespectful, like, if because he was right across from her, and she was right here on the side of her. And I'm not just going to look straight at her tits, you know? Like, just stare at her.
I had to look straight.
I was like, wait, what?
You literally. You looked to the left real quick and go like that.
When they're right there in front of you the whole time. I forgot she had a tattoo right there. I remember it now.
Oh, what the fuck? Memories coming back.
Yeah, Shmavid. Well, I knew about the moment, but like Shmavid said, I wasn't looking away, but I was like looking, you know, straight, not at her. I was looking, like when she would talk, I would look at her in the face and try not to look down.
Were you guys all in a group together?
We were in the little thing. I'm telling you, in the little, the one small, that Mowgli said, the small one, we were in that one.
You, her, and Shmavid?
Yeah, and the other dudes, there was another dude right there, but most of the other guys, they were all in the other one.
Were they buff?
Not the big one, the other one. I didn't look at their.
No, were they big? Like, they look buff. I mean, you get to look at them, you know? Like,
bro, they were all naked. I wasn't trying to look that way.
Did they have big dicks?
I wasn't trying to look at that.
How their butt cheeks look like?
I wasn't looking at that, bro.
Hairy?
I wasn't looking at that, bro.
Shaved?
I wasn't. Wait, the chick? The chick?
Keep going.
The chick?
What's her name?
What's up with the girl?
Get the IGs?
What color was the hair?
Well, I don't know, bro. I was looking at all that, bro. I noticed her tits, but I don't know. That was like 2 years ago. I remember the moment, but I don't remember all that shit.
Damn. I would have remembered everything.
Would you?
Yeah, my mind would have kept all that. Like, I would have took photos with my eyes. Like,
photos of your fucking Polaroid.
Well, I can still see it.
Dispo. Hey, it's dispo. For dispo.
Like, I can see it.
Take a picture of her body.
I can see it. Like, right. Like, because, like, I remember it. I could vision it. I know exactly where they were and everything. But I can't see her, you know?
Yeah.
I got it visioned in my head.
Well, you ever miss her?
Nah.
What the fuck?
Miss her? Well, only knew her one night. Nah, huh? It was weird because it was just one chick and all these other dudes. There was like 6-7 other dudes right there.
Well, you already know what kind of girl she is then.
Actually, I can't remember what she was. I don't think she was straight, though.
Are you, she was gay?
She was lesbian?
I think so. I could be wrong, though.
She was just capping.
Maybe bi. Maybe bi.
She was making sure that no one tried to get at her.
Hey, they were all naked, though, so. I can't remember, though. I don't remember if she said all that. I just remember they said
that. That's just an interesting topic. That's what they said. They were in questions.
Marines. I thought it was Army, but I
did
guess.
Did you get in naked? Marines.
Nah, hell no. Shorts? Shmaver didn't either. No, I was in, yeah, shorts, and Shmaver was in shorts, too, I think.
Why didn't you guys get naked?
Bro, you think about it. All those
they're all naked.
All of them naked. And I'm naked. Like, yeah. All that stuff.
You want me naked?
Wait, would you have gotten in naked?
I don't know. If okay, say me and you went, right? The same me and you went, Mowgli. Would you get naked in front of me?
I don't care. But her, my problem is if she's hot, I'm going to have a boner. And do I want to embarrass myself in front of her? Like, cause then what do I say? Like, oh, it's, you know.
No, I feel like the nerves would definitely calm you down. From
no
that.
Way.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I'll be nervous as hell being naked around a bunch of men like that.
Have you ever been next to an attractive woman and then still gotten a boner?
No.
I have.
I'm like standing next to them and be like, oh shit.
I start having to do things to get out of my like get it out of my mind, or I have to just walk away completely.
But they have clothes on, right?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter for me.
What the fuck? You get a boner just standing next to you?
Because they're hot.
What the?
Sorry, they're hot. They're hot.
That's
crazy. Trying to process that.
I'm trying to process that. Like I'm just trying to picture you going.
So,
there,
so
stand
just
imagine.
No, that's why. So just imagine like me being inside like a
hot tub just, naked.
You know this hot spring, and then like actually full out titties out there. I'm like, what do I do?
I feel like if they're normal, it depends how it was over there. Only Raymond knows.
Yeah, only.
But
Raymond
like,
knows.
If they're normalizing it and letting it be, then like, I would be like, all right, I'd probably feel a little more comfortable, and be like, just do it.
Cause like, I don't care, but I do care what she thinks. Cause like, at the end of the day, we're guys.
It's just one girl.
I can't find that video. Nah, there's hella dudes though.
I know, but I'm pretty sure they weren't kissing on each other.
You gotta think.
They were just dudes. They were just hanging out.
You gotta think about it though. If
they started doing that, I would walk away.
This was about 2 years ago. This was like, I believe probably 2019. Yeah, 2019, 2018.
Probably. We're talking about this way too long. But I know if they were like doing all that, like if they're like gay, then I would like probably be like, okay, this is probably like a scene that I shouldn't be involved in. But if they're chilling, like dudes, it's like hanging out and they just want to fucking be naked, then I would be like,
all
right,
I'm good. It was all dudes. Like most of the dudes were all naked next to each other. Then it was a dude and a girl.
Well, you got to think about it. In Japan, you have to go into the onsens or like the hot springs with no clothes.
Nothing.
They don't let you take in nothing.
You just walk in like that?
Yeah, you have to go
in. You been to the hot spring over there?
No, I wanted to.
Oh.
But Ipe
didn't want to get naked.
I didn't know where that. Obviously, I didn't know.
You guys were going to get naked together?
I was just trying to go into the hot spring.
Get naked?
Yeah.
So you, Ipe, went, found the place. You guys would have been like,
bro, okay. In one of my YouTube videos, I think it was the first day we were there. We went into a mall and I think it was like the first floor or the second floor, there's like this image of animated people just naked because like they're in the onsen. And he's like, what the fuck? Mowgli's trying to do that shit. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
That does sound crazy, though. That sounds cool to go to like Japan and like do all that.
Yeah, well, it's normal there. Think about it. Like, I think somebody on a podcast has talked about it. He's like, yeah, me and my Japanese friends, it's normal. But then, like, whenever American friends or, like, any foreigners come over, it just kind of becomes weird. Because, like, they're not used to it.
Fuck. That's crazy.
But think about it this way. It's, like, to your stomach or your chest, and you're in hot water. You're in it for the water. Not for nothing else. Like
unless you're in it for the views.
You're chilling.
What the fuck? No, unless you're in it for the views.
And it's only, like, what? It's just 5 minutes of like awkwardness, or like less than 5 minutes.
It'll be less,
and then afterwards you just go back to normal.
All right, fuck it.
It's not like
let's go do it.
Let's
go to Japan right now.
I mean, some chicks in there, they start giggling and shit, laughing.
Like, no, they have it like split.
So
guys and girls are by
haven't
themselves?
You ever seen Naruto when they're peeking in the hospital?
Yeah,
because that's what it.
Jiraiya.
Like, yeah, but that's what they're basically doing. They're literally splitting it in half, like, even aside from anime, like, they're showing you how it is in their culture.
So you're just with a bunch of dudes?
Yeah.
I'd rather be with a bunch of chicks.
I mean, same, but...
I'd rather have it all be like, it's 2021, let's get it all together.
The thing about the onsens in Japan, you can't have tattoos and go in.
You can't have tattoos and go in a sauna?
No.
So how are you going to go in?
Like, I know. I think there's patches, like, to where you could cover it up, but even then, like, they frown upon people that have tattoos, because, like, back in the day, the Yakuza... Like, they're a big Japanese gang that were very terrorizing Japan and whatnot. And they have tattoos, like, covered up all under their, like, torso, chest, like, just covered in basically the full body. And you would know who they are once they take off their clothes for the onsen. But they're not allowed.
Damn, no tattoos.
So we can't go
in.
You got
tattoos on?
Yeah. I mean, I could Google it too to make sure.
You got tattoos. I remember your tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
How's that? How'd that one heal up on your leg?
Oh, the Duncan one? Or the
one Brian messed up.
Put him on blast?
Yeah, Brian fucked
it
up.
Nah, Brian did cool.
I'm going to show you, but it's like that. I ended up doing one by myself the other day too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, this one. It's all trash, but it's still
shit.
Yeah, it's on my knee.
What is that?
That's the one Brian did.
Oh yeah. I forgot what he was trying to do.
What do you think he was trying to do?
A logo. That looks like the Instagram logo. That's the Instagram logo, huh?
No, it's a camera.
Oh, a camera.
Well, technically, yeah, because the Instagram logo is a camera.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like Instagram.
He did a cool job then. Ryan did a cool job.
He did a cool job.
So here says, like, the rules. When using pools or public baths, typically by onsen, like, typified? Fuck what I'm just saying. It's typically, when using pools and public baths, typically in onsens, presence of a tattoo becomes a big failure. On many guidebooks for Japan trips, it is written that you cannot enter onsens if you have a tattoo. In fact, many of bathing facilities include onsen ryokan refuse bathing of customers with tattoo.
What does that mean?
I think the only way you can use onsens or traditional like baths is if you go to hotels and you have your own in that room.
What?
So you wouldn't be able to even go in one?
No.
We're all show. We can't go.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Ibe can go in one, though. Ibe don't have no tattoos.
Yeah, this sucks.
Ibe be all in one.
Dang.
Yeah, I guess I won't be able to do that.
We'll do it next year. We'll probably get tattoo removals. You done?
Remove a tattoo?
Yeah, no, I would never do that.
Can I remove all of them? But I really want to find this video, but I don't.
What's the video?
I don't think I'm going to find it.
I was going to say something.
I don't know. I can't explain it. It's funny, though.
Has any of your friends seen you naked?
A couple, yeah. Well, not like.
Was it awkward?
No, it was chill.
Oh, then.
My close friend, Jason, I think he's seen my dick before.
But was it weird?
Nah.
Then why would it be weird to get naked and go inside a hot bath?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was like. I was telling Raymond. Raymond is you too. But I was thinking, like, I mean, if those guys, those Marine guys, if they were like kissing on each other, then I would leave. But if they're just dudes chilling, and they're just naked, I'll be like, all right, I feel comfortable. Like, they're just chilling. I'll get naked too, just to see, like, what, you know, to see how it feels. And then it'll be chill. And as long as we're not doing nothing weird, then we're good. Because I don't know them, so
they put their hand on your thigh.
They go like that. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? And they're Marine guys, and they're gonna fucking rape me or something.
Oh, hell no.
Exactly. So there's risk to that factor. But yeah, I'll be down. I mean, dude, have you seen Kelly Gokas' new video?
Nuh-uh.
He got naked in front of people, and they painted him. You know when you model naked?
Yeah.
He did that, and that got me thinking. Like, damn. Like, he was hella nervous. He said he was like, yeah, this is so out of my comfort zone. But he's like, I want to do this and be and make me improve myself to be more confident with myself and my body. So he's like, I'm going to do it. So he did it. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. But yeah, I was thinking about that.
like just getting naked. They what running around naked. Like now he probably has that fear on his head. Like he could be naked anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's gone.
Yeah, like gone. Like he was fully naked. Mm-hmm. And I think that was sick. But I don't think I'll be like weirded out. I'll be like maybe for the split second I'll be like, oh shit, this is weird. But I'll be like, ah, this is not that bad.
Has anyone seen you naked, Raymond?
Yeah.
Besides your female ladies that you've been with,
I see my homies' penises.
Yeah, not like fully, but like I've shown off my ass a couple times.
Yeah.
Like I have videos. Like I just did it for like a TikTok or something.
What the fuck?
Funny, yeah. Like they'll be doing a little TikTok and then I'll just drop my pants or something. Not the front though. Like yeah. I think there's people who've seen me right there though.
That's the best part though. Why you not gonna show the front?
I mean,
that's the best part.
Not in a TikTok. You tripping, bro.
Hey, if you're gonna show ass, that's still nudity.
Not if I'm doing it. It was my sister's in them TikTok, so I don't mind showing my butt. I'm not gonna show the rest.
You left that out.
I'm not gonna show that. Yeah.
Imagine you turn around. You're like,
I gotta watch this anime. I seen a TikTok about it today. Seen that?
What the fuck is that? Shlong?
Fuck. I'm trying to watch it now.
Who's laughing? You?
Did you throw it? Yeah, like he's throwing. I don't know what he's doing.
What the fuck, the cameraman?
I don't know what kind of anime this is, but I've seen it on TikTok today. He's the only one throwing it. Look, nobody else is throwing.
What is he throwing?
I don't know what he was throwing, but
he was throwing like marbles.
It's called Grand Blue.
But he was trying to get her skirt to go up.
Look. I don't know what he's doing. A ball.
There he is.
It went up her fucking skirt and her ass?
Yeah. He's the only one throwing them. I think he thinks it's some kind of... I don't know. The cameraman just fucking like zooming on it.
That's
but
fuck.
I gotta check this out though. I seen it on TikTok.
I'm an island boy.
This is a good song.
I know, it's gonna be stuck in your head tonight. I know it is.
No one's seen me naked.
No?
No.
Go to Nude Beach.
We're gonna change that.
Nude Beach.
I'm gonna see you naked.
Let's go to Nude Beach.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing that I'm very uncomfortable with.
Like, getting naked?
Just being naked.
It's pretty, yeah. It's pretty terrifying.
But I'll tell you why. In my mind, when I see movies of like people streaking or just being naked, usually they're light skinned. And when I was 7, 8, 9, and even 10, I was very insecure of my skin being brown. I was I didn't like my skin. And that was a big thing that I didn't like because I just thought that I was weird. I was different. I was like, people don't like me.
When you were younger?
Yeah. People don't like me because of my skin color.
Oh, shit.
This is what I was thinking about when I was that small.
Mm-hmm.
And like, damn. I've like buried that down. But like subconsciously, when I think about it, I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I'm dark. And then like, I look at my dick. I'm like, it's just like dark dick. I'm like, what the fuck?
You got dark dick?
No, but like, you know, like skin. Like, look at this. Think about that. That's the tone.
Yeah, it's not that dark though. Look, you're like almost the same color as me.
But
oh yeah, I see it.
Look, that's dark.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And like to me, in my mind, that's what I think. Like, oh, I'm just dark, and yeah. That I don't know. Like the inner kid me starts thinking, "Fuck, nobody likes me because I'm a dark person."
No, you gotta take that out.
I'm just like very insecure, and like that's very weird to think, but it's just like something that I've dealt with my whole life.
We're going to have to destroy that.
Yeah, I need to find out how to destroy it.
We have ways.
Go to a new beach.
We got to do it like...
Everybody going to be there.
We all, the whole squad. We're all going to get naked as we walk around. Real quick, take a little stroll.
Just walk.
Just walking, going to water.
Shit. You gonna come? That's what a nude beach is.
You going to shoot through?
I'll get naked.
All right, for sure. We're going to go to a new beach. It's going to be a YouTube video. We're going to blur it out, though. But like,
go to nude beach. See if we can find
any
hot mamas out
there. Get banned.
We'll find you a hot mama.
Dude, it'll be
like dark skins.
No, I'll just start. What if I get a boner? What I'm telling you.
Bro, they like that.
No, but it's just like, what the fuck? Like, I just got to start turning around like, oh.
Nah,
you ain't going to be able to hide.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I would do. Like, I'm talking to someone.
And you would turn away?
Like, I'm embarrassed because, like, if it starts rising, I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to notice that.
They will notice it.
Exactly. So what do I say? Like, I can't help it.
Turn
it
to this ain't all my bad. Like, this does that. Just make a joke out of it.
This is natural. This is natural.
Like, my bad. He does that when he sees someone's pretty as you or some shit.
Damn. That's what
he
turned into.
But she'll be like, oh.
But I guess that's where the embarrassment comes.
He does that when he's happy.
Yeah, I'll do that when I'm really happy. She's like, okay.
Dang.
You're like, yeah. And then you guys just look at each other and it's like, walk away.
Nah, in the past, if I was talking to a chick and my dude would get all excited, I would just push him to,
the side. Huh?
Yeah, push him to the side. I'd be like, act like I'm normal. And then, like, I would have to do that. Or sometimes I just have to be like, like I have my hand in my pocket and I just have it pushed it down. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, that's what those guys do when they have really tight pants.
Finish my con.
Fuck that.
No, not when that. I don't wear tight pants like that no more. But
you're wearing pretty tight pants. Nah, these
ain't tight.
They're slim.
They're slim. Yeah, they're slim. That's why I wear baggy. You can't tell.
I wear daykins.
Or like you tuck it like, I'm pretty sure no one's gonna get it, but you tuck it like up here
to the waistband.
Yeah. You leave it there.
I think that's the move for a lot of people.
Yeah, and then it starts going down and it's when you're chilling.
Yeah.
Because you're like suffocating.
That actually reminds me. Dude, so that reminds me. This was seventh grade. Seventh grade me.
You did
being
that.
12, I remember I had a boner sitting down in my class. And my, I think it was second period teacher, she asked me like, hey, I need your help passing papers. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like pushing back on the chair. I was like,
It's okay. So obvious, bro.
But it's just like, dang. And like, I get up and I'm like doing the best I can to like turn around. But I made that movement. Literally, I did that as quick as I could. And I still remember feeling like the most awkward thing ever, walking around, passing people's paper.
The boner.
Not only that, but I just touched my dick and I'm passing these papers that I'm touching everyone.
Shit. These motherfuckers are touching the same shit.
So fuck, I feel bad for them, but it already happened. I can't do nothing about it.
You know, I jerked off in class.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I was in sixth grade.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I was in, it was my first period in the morning.
Is that the craziest place you've ever jerked off?
Yeah, so that's. I think I explained it somewhere. I was like, oh, yeah, because the story I jerk off everywhere and shit. Yeah, I was like, that was my thing when it started.
I think the craziest place I've jerked off was driving. Like,
just driving?
Yeah, driving. Because I was listening to a podcast and I was like, all right, I want to be able to say that. I think it was 80 miles per hour and then jerking it. And then like after anything faster than that, I was shook. Cause like one hand and the other hand is like, you know, just rubbing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I can't fucking drive any faster. It's just too sketch.
Damn.
I done it driving too.
What about when you bust? You're like,
you're in, throw out the window.
I ain't gonna work like that.
Yeah, it works like that.
Throw it out the window, come back at you. You just slap me in the face.
And you wipe it out. What the fuck?
That's what that takes.
No, that you're driving and you put your hand out. No, the guy behind you hits his hand. He's like, what the fuck? Is your jizz on his hand? No, I did it driving too. It was
sticky.
I was like, oh shit. After I was done, I was like, fuck, what do I do now? I'm going to put this to my chair and I just drive.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this week. Is the first week of November. And we got a brutal, brutal 3 more weeks of this to go. Will I last? Who knows? Raymond didn't last.
Jay
didn't last.
The only one left.
Tried my best.
The only one left.
Just let us know. Thank you for listening.
Will he last in the comment section?
Yeah. Sign out till next one.
Later.
Later.
That was a good one.